Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? I am Alish Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
Welcome to Pod Sauce, your podcast discovery show, but welcome also to Florida.
If it looks a little different, it's because we are not in our normal home. We are down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the Odyssey Beach Festival.
We're in our vacation home. This is where we vacation.
This is where we vacation. It's nice. It's comfy in here.
It feels good. It feels good.
There are some huge bands going on. Yeah. I cannot wait to get out there, check it out. But for now, let's do our jobs.
You've got like one foot in this chair. Dax is already on the beach. He's got his ticket.
Look at my shirt. I'm literally ready to get out there.
Let me get you out there.
All right.
Dax, you have an Odd Pod pick of the week.
No, I got an odd one for you this
do
week.
Ya.
So my Odd Pod pick of the week this week is called Can I Pet Your Dog?
Hmm?
This is for extreme dog lovers.
Okay.
Like extreme dog lovers. It is hosted by two women who are mommies to dogs.
Aww.
And one's got a puppy, but they take their love for a dog to a whole new level. They're talking about what they've taught their dogs this week, what their dogs have learned. People call in to talk about their dogs. So I was listening to it, and I'm like, it's hard for me to relate because I have children, like human children. But they are obsessed with their furry little babies.
Aww.
And they love them. And there's a community of dog lovers that are calling in to talk about their dogs, their ages, what they're like. I mean, they talk about their interactions with meeting dogs on the street during the week. It's wild.
So it's dogs, dogs only, no cats? All, cat lovers not
no,
welcome?
All dogs.
It's so funny because I love dogs. And I feel like, and I probably should call in and have this conversation with them, but I feel like dogs have like human spirits. Like in the past, you know what I mean? Like the spirit that's in them was a human.
Mm-hmm. No, they get into that kind of stuff. Like
they talk
about even news stories relating dogs and how dogs are super intelligent and how quickly they learn to fetch or how quickly, like if you point and say, go over there and get your ball, like they understand that. And that's unlike any other animals in the animal kingdom except like some primates and stuff. Like they are dog lovers.
Yeah.
So if you love dogs, you will like Can I Pet Your Dog?
I have to listen to this podcast mainly because I love dogs. I don't have a dog yet. He's coming. His name is Eddie, after the dog on Frasier, you know. So he is coming in the poodle family because allergies. But one of my close girlfriends, she has a dog, and I swear this dog was human in a former life. And she talks to him as such. So this podcast probably would be right up her alley. And she'll be like, Bozeman, you know we don't go over there. And he'll look at her like, and he'll just like slowly back up. So it's like,
each to their own. We were like this with our dog before our children came around. So I can understand how people are so wild about their dogs. But I have children now. So this, I didn't relate as much as maybe I would have in the past.
The only thing that blows me is when I'm hiking in LA, in one of the canyons or whatever, and I see people having their dog and a baby Bjorn.
No, get your dog out of strollers, out of baby Bjorns. No, dogs have legs for a reason, people.
Doesn't need to be at a high chair at a restaurant. See that a lot in LA. You know, I don't know what that's about. But if those things are covered on your podcast, I mean, on your Odd Pod pick of the week, I can see why it's an Odd Pod pick of the week. So
it was odd. So that is my Odd Pod pick of the week. Can I Pet Your Dog? Check it out.
Don't go anywhere, guys.
If you're a dog lover.
If you're an obsessed dog lover. Don't go anywhere, guys. We have more. This is Pod Sauce.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. It's that time of the day.
Yes, and you're
Alicia
most welcome.
Better be bringing the heat for your pick.
Get off me. Get off me. Get off me now.
Listen, I remember I've got quite a few points racked up
so
far.
One. You legit have like no two.
101.
Two.
Let's see what you bring in today.
I'm actually really excited about my podcast. Now, lately, if you guys have taken notice, my podcasts have like circled around mental health, finances, things that interest me, mm-hmm. right? I'm in these murky streets of the dating space. My God, these waters are dark and dreary. And there's a podcast that speaks to us single people out there, or just us dating people out there, called You Up.
That's it? It's You Up?
You Up? And I died just at the title alone, as I am right now, about to tear up from crying, because who hasn't received that text message? And I know exactly, it just set the perfect tone. Two comedians host it. It's from Betches Media.
Yeah.
That just sets the atmosphere. But it covers everything, and you guys clearly love it. I'm behind the curve because it has over 12,000 comments alone. Oh, wow. 4.8 out of 5, you know, scored. Some of the topics are friends with benefits. Do you get benefits with friends? And if you are, is it benefiting you? Because it's not.
Deep.
And it doesn't. Do I really need stuff back from my ex? Yes, you do. Because I'm from Louisiana. We believe in voodoo. And I don't have time for you to put witchery all over my things.
What?
Give me my things back. They do.
Who's
they
putting witchery on your old clothes?
They talk about
Nobody's
these things.
Putting witchery on your stuff.
You would be surprised. Okay? You would be surprised. Dating apps, pros and cons, get off of them. You know, too many... They did talk very briefly about that, but there was like this point in time. You've been out of this game for eternity, so you know nothing about that.
I would be such a failure at this point in my life.
But they covered at one point how, you know, you would just keep hearing about people getting like, they would turn up missing on Tinder. You know what I mean? Like from these dates. So they cover some of the heavy topics, but they do it with comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, beautifully funny podcast. About the do's and don'ts of dating, different levels of dating, different things that we've, you know, just encountered within dating, like the pros and cons of online dating, what Tinder is about now, right? So back then, it was really dangerous and you kind of had to be careful, but it's pretty much understood. If you met somebody on Tinder, you're just there to DTF. Is that clear?
Down to text?
I said DTF, not... What
down
you?
To find someone?
Yeah! Works for me. Down to find somebody. Works for me. Again, over 12,000 comments, 4.8 out of 5. Get into it. You up?
You up?
That's my right. That's my podcast good, pick of the week.
Good pick. All right, Leash. I'll give you a point.
You should.
But I don't personally need it, but I will give you a point because I feel like there's a lot of people that will greatly benefit
you
from the podcast.
You've got single friends out there.
I do.
Do you?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Pot Sauce. I am Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
And we are joined now by the host of Miami Mic'd Up, Jeremy Taché. What's up, boo?
Thank you guys for having me. This is so cool. This set's amazing. Everything's super cool about
this. We're in Florida giving it the best that we got.
Well, not every day do we get to be backstage at the Odyssey Beach Fest, so it's pretty cool for us right now.
Yes.
Got some big bands coming up, but want to talk about your podcast. Obviously, that's why you're here. Can you give us a brief description of what your podcast is about for anyone listening?
So Miami Mic'd Up has only existed for a couple of months, but it's an interview-style podcast where I've been speaking with players across South Florida and also different sports media personalities across South Florida. So I've chatted with different local news hosts, local sports hosts, local radio people, but also have had extended conversations with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and Jazz Chisholm Jr. with the Marlins and all of the Florida Panthers. So it's been an absolute blast. And yeah, it's just one-on-one conversations, anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, just however long they'll give me.
That's actually the podcast that I listen to, the one with Jimmy Butler. We'll get into the bones
of that.
Me too.
Why do we always listen to the same episodes?
We have to start texting one another because this is ridiculous. At this point, especially when it comes to like horror podcasts, because neither one of us do demons around these parts.
Oh, neither do I. Yeah.
So 9 times out of 10, we end up listening to the same epi. But what I really love about your podcast, outside of getting into the bones of the Jimmy Butler, because we'll do that later, is that you start your podcast off with such a beautiful question.
Now you're taking my questions,
not
too.
Not my problem.
I got it written down. We are the same person.
Figure it out, sir. But you always ask them, outside of whatever it is that they do, if they're an athlete, you know, obviously their job is a sports or a journalist or whatever.
Right.
What do you do outside of that thing that brings you joy? Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was such a beautiful way to, one, set the atmosphere of the interview, but also, two, just, it's such a disarming question, and I'm sure a question that people, especially like the Jimmy Butlers of this world, or you know, the other high profile athletes that you have on your podcast, don't get asked often.
Right.
Why that question?
You know, it's, as I was preparing to do the show, and we sort of came up with the idea of like, okay, we're gonna do a podcast, and I think it's going to mostly be interviews, where we have these connections, where I work for Bally Sports Florida, so we're partners with the Heat and the Panthers and the Marlins. Okay. And so I knew, hey, there's a chance we might actually get some of these athletes on the show. Like, this is something we might be able to do. And so I was trying to sit and think what can make the show a little different and what feels like me. And you guys were just talking with Travis, and he was talking about authenticity. And, like, that's the big thing that I wanted to sort of bring to this is, like, this is how I want to conduct an interview. Mm-hmm. These are the questions that I think are relevant. And so to kind of be able to start with just what's something outside of work, outside of the thing that we know you for, mm-hmm. that brought you some joy, I think it's a way for the listeners to get to know these athletes better, mm-hmm. and know who they are. And then, like you said, it is a bit of a disarming question. It wasn't intended to be that way, mm-hmm. but once I asked it the first time, I realized, they're going to share a lot more with me once I ask this question, because I've set up sort of a friendly environment. And that's all I want the show to be. Like, I want, when people listen, I want it to feel like this, like I'm hanging out in a living room with these guys and just having conversations with them, not like I'm asking them these pressing questions about, you know, the drama of their league. Mm-hmm. It's just about a conversation for the most part to get to know them better and the things that they do. So
Jeremy, off your podcast, what brings you joy?
Oh man, thanks. That's a wonderful question. Well, this has been really cool so far, but I would say the last month or so, or 2 months or so, have been really wonderful. I just got engaged.
Oh, congratulations. So,
thanks. Yeah, it's been, thanks guys.
Yes.
Being with my fiance living here in Florida, this is sort of all of my professional and personal dreams are coming true all at once, which is really wonderful. So I'm feeling very, very lucky these
days. So I need to move is what you're saying.
Come down. We got plenty of space.
Can't do Florida, honey.
I understand. Yeah, I get it.
You know, Dax and I are really big on intentionality, right? So whenever we do Pod Sauce, our intention behind the podcast is to get the listeners and the viewers into the creatives behind that work, right?
Sure.
Because ideally, I came from the hosted space, and you know, as an actor,
yeah.
if people are into you, then they'll be into whatever it is you're selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I love the approach that you took. I did listen to the Jimmy Butler episode. I love the approach that you took when you were asking about like his coffee shop and why coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that your thing too? Like, you just want them to be into that person
yeah.
outside of yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many avenues to hear about what athletes do on the court or on the field
right.
or, you know, and there are amazing podcasts just like Travis's that'll mm-hmm. break down the X's and O's of what's going on. And so their interviews will be very specific to the individual game. And I'll ask guys questions about what's going on
right.
in the season in a more general sense.
It just comes so later in the epi, which I appreciate.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just think it's, I want Miami Mic'd Up to be a space where it's, to learn something about the person, not just the player, if that makes any sense. And that goes for the same for the other guests as well. Like, I feel so lucky. I've gotten to learn the stories of some of the people that either are now, like, my friends in this industry or people that I've looked up to in this industry who started before me. And now I've learned more about their path, and it can help me. But I also think that, God, there's been a bunch of conversations that I've had with local sports people where I'm like, if some 15-year-old is listening to this right now, like, they're getting good stuff about how to get into this and how to chase your dreams. And I think that a lot of that is very daunting, especially as a kid, but I'm hoping to be able to provide avenues for people to learn about that through those types of interviews, and then to learn more about their favorite athletes and who they are, you know, outside of what they watch on TV every day.
Now, because we are a podcast discovery show,
yes.
is there any podcast that you are enjoying that you could recommend to some of our listeners and watchers?
Yeah, 100%. The person that I like look up to in this industry is Dan Le Batard. He's a hugely popular, was radio host with ESPN. Now they're in their own podcast network. So anything from the Le Batard and Friends Network, they do the same thing that I try to do, which is they're a sports show and they don't really talk about sports. Like, they use sports to start a conversation, and then they'll end up on, like, which celebrity men have hair plugs. Like, that's where they'll go, right? Yeah, so it's like, that's where it'll get there in 5 minutes.
Yes.
It'll start with Dolphins, Ravens, and it'll get there in 5 minutes,
yeah.
okay? So they're a blast. And then another one of my favorites is a show called All Fantasy Everything. And basically what they do is, it's also similar. They take the premise of a fantasy draft, which mm-hmm. is like normally sports oriented, but they draft any random topic. And so I don't know what they just did last week.
Like, do we have them on, or
they're
talk
great.
About them? Yes.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We haven't had them on. Yes. To have them on. Then.
They are. Yeah. I'm like a gigantic fan of their work. Mm-hmm. I think they're great. And it's one of my favorite shows, and they're comedians. So they're not really doing anything in sports, although, you know, there'll be references, but it's just, they're comedians. They're having a good time. They're laughing. It's a means for them to have conversations. And then the last one, Flagrant Magazine, which is located out west as well. They do a podcast, and it's really wonderful. They do awesome work on basketball, NBA, WNBA, high school level. They're super cool. And again, viewing things through the prism of human beings, like, that's, mm-hmm. what they're all about as well. So, yeah, I love them. I'm sorry that I wasn't more of a laugh today. I feel like I wanted to laugh with you guys.
I feel like I got real serious. You conjured up a chuckle or two, and I can appreciate you for that.
I'm trying.
Especially
I'm sorry.
The hair plugs kind of got me.
Yeah,
on that one.
Yeah, it happens.
No, I'm here for you, Jeremy. Really, I wanted to say, too, I thought it was such a beautiful way that you laid out how Miami Mic'd Up came about. Because there's one thing, as a creative, because I also create, and I know you create as
sure.
well. One thing, and this is just applicable tools for all of our listeners and viewers out there. Issa Rae did this interview one time, and she was like, I think oftentimes we think that we need to go up, right, to have our stuff out there. So as in, find someone who's like super famous, or, you know, be, what's the word, angular, whenever we enter into certain spaces to try to build relationships with people, because we need them to do, versus going out and across. So, like, how you called a good friend of yours
yep.
to help you get this thing going, I think that it was so good to hear you say that and to see where you are now. Because when people hear that and see that it works, you know, hopefully it'll encourage more creatives to step out on the ledge. So thank you.
Thank you for saying works, because I can't believe that this is happening at all, and the fact that you guys even wanted me here. I got the email from Angie, and I was like, you want me on a podcast about me? Like, you want to talk to me about me? What? So this is, like, the coolest. So thank you guys for endorsing. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. And if anyone wants to check out Miami Mac'd Up, head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have a link up there.
We're going to put up the Jimmy Butler episode.
Yes, because we both listened to it, and it's great.
And you can watch it also, just so you guys know. There are means. No, you can watch it.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, no, there are means. There are means to watch it. No, yeah, you can. No, it's okay. It's just a podcast.
Do not watch it.
No,
only listen.
It has video. It has video. If you go on my Twitter, you can find all the video of our most recent ones, but there's also ballysports.com on the Bally Sports app.
What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Jeremy Taché.
I know that's right. Didn't he look right down the lens?
Yeah.
I was not mad at you.
Guys are
sir, thank you so much. Guys, don't go anywhere. We have more coming up. This is Pop Off.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. It's coming to an end.
That's what they say when you're having fun. It just speeds right on by.
Speeds on by while you're at the Odyssey Beach Fest. Thank you again, Odyssey, for having us down here.
Thank you so much.
But you got a little murder most foul for us, don't you?
I do have a murder most foul. A true crime podcast just for you guys. Here we go. This one is called Over My Dead Body, Fox Lake Edition. This is season 3. I'm going to figure out how to creatively break down this podcast because, one, you do have to listen to it in sequential order. You can't, like, skip around or whatever. Long story short, so there's this guy. He was in the military. He then turned into a policeman. He dead. He's in the swamp somewhere.
Well, that escalated quickly.
He dead. The townspeople thought he was just such a phenomenal guy, but as you listen to the podcast, there's, like, you know, women that were treated badly and drugs, a little cartel moment, a man floating in the swamp. So you have to really listen to it. No, it's so good.
No, I'm actually super interested.
Yeah, it's
you got me.
It's so good. You know, one of the things that kind of like looped me into it was they prefaced this, the whole podcast just wrapped around the unrest that was experienced within our country in 2020-2021 after George Floyd and the evolution of the Black Lives Matter movement. And then the subsequent Blue Lives Matter movement to essentially offset that. And I wanted to listen to it as a woman of color just to hear context, how they brought that all together, mm-hmm. right? And so you think the person is one way, it ends up being another way. I wasn't mad at how they intertwined.
Okay.
The wording could have been better, but they figured it out. I figured it out. So, Over My Dead Body, Fox Lake is my murder most foul true crime podcast pick.
I like it. Well, if you want to check out Over My Dead Body, head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have a link there directly to that podcast as well. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Mm-hmm. And we're also all over social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all at the Pod Sauce. And huge shout out to Odyssey for having us down here in Fort Lauderdale for the Odyssey Beach Fest.
So when Dax is a little brown.
Well, that's not going to happen.
He's a little browner.
I'm going to be wearing a lot of sunscreen. But nevertheless, it's really cool to be a part
it
of
is.
Something so
Feels
big. So
good.
Thank you guys. And you can follow us. You can follow me at Dax Holt.
And you can follow me at I Am Alicia Renee. And until next time, thank you all so much for joining us. Be good to yourselves.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.